Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you to please invite members of your upline and downline, and as well as yourself, to like our Avon Motivational Facebook page and to share this information with others so that they can listen to the show each week. We air every Monday at 8:30, except for when there's 5 weeks in a month and also when there's a holiday. We generally don't have a show. So with that being said, this is the third week of the month. It's hard to believe. This is the third week of the month. And for those of you who have been following the show, you know that the third week of the month, we do our little roundtable discussion. And so I'm going to call upon the crew, see if they're on yet. Nope, they're not on yet. Today's discussion is going to be on the fall. And it's so hard to believe that fall is just simply right around the corner. It's just mind-boggling to me. So, and with that, you know, fall creates new opportunities. A new opportunity for those who are starting school, starting a new job. All these new things happen in the month of September, and then also the preparation for the fall. You know, what's to come for the remainder of the year, and for those people who are in sales, or who follow sales trends, you know that we are entering the most important financial period of our business. This is when we actually really make the money during this time of year. So one of the things we're going to talk about, and I see that Gillian just logged in, one of the things we're going to talk about will be preparing for the fall, homes for the holidays for those people who are in New York area. Ours will start this week, so we'll talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about fundraisers, because that's we should be really hitting, beginning to get our list together to hit that hard for the fall and spring year. And then we also were going to talk a little bit about vending and the Christmas holidays. So with that, Gillian, I see you on the line. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Pat?
Good. I can't complain. You know, I can't believe that this rain is, I guess, like it's never ending.
I know, right?
Yeah. What can you do? You just gotta roll with it.
Yep, this is true.
And anytime when you have weather like this, and we're actually going to go into the winter month, you know, where the weather's not going to be as nice, and some days we won't be able to get out. But days like this, or days when it's like when it's snowing, these are great days to make phone calls. These are great days to clean up your inventory for Avon. This is a good day to do planning. Wouldn't you agree, Gillian?
I would 100% agree. There are so many different things that's going on, and like you just said in the beginning of this call was that this is our time. It's like this is where you
yes.
make the money. This quarter of 2018
right.
of every year, this is where you make the money. This is where if you're not President's Club, you can try and be President's Club. And they have so many things. I made sure before I got on this call, I just went to verify a couple of things. So there's a couple of good news stuff that's going on that we can utilize to help us to
You want to share?
Yeah, I mean, this is now.
Okay.
This is when I went to RepFest, they discussed fundraising, and one of the things that a lot of the representatives were saying with fundraising, it's so hard for. Besides the flyers, we know with the flyers you get 50% off, and they have some amazing flyers, but you can. There are some people that want to take and use the book, and you don't get 50% with the book, you get based on the sales total. But Avon is working right now, and they mentioned it at RepFest, to make it so that the book can be available for a fundraiser, which means, you know, right now when you do a fundraiser, you put a certain code in, and that's how they know it's a fundraiser. But they're making
right.
it so that our customers, a fundraising group, could log in with that fundraiser code, and their order can go in, and it'll get shipped to them, and they pay for it, and it's all done, and it gets sent to them.
Wow.
To me,
wow.
that is, like, amazing. So I was on the phone. I was talking to one of the supervisors in the fundraising office to find out, like, when is that happening? Everybody wants to know. And she said they're trying to figure out how to make it work. How to place the orders
okay.
online, how to recognize that that's for a group, and how to get it so that it ships to them. So they're working on the mechanics of making it work on our website, but that's a really
okay.
important thing. And also
it
they
really
said
it's
going to come out in October. They don't know when, but in October we will find that the details on how that's going to work. But here's a good thing. Beginning with campaign 22 and 26, we all know that it's double dollars for the highest
yep.
sales in any of those campaigns. So could you imagine if in between 22 and 26, you have a go online and place their orders, and you tell them again what the procedure is, they still sign the contract, they still do all that stuff, but they go and place their orders online and it gets shipped to them, and that's it? Like, that's so major. To me, that's like, that means you could do a fundraiser anywhere in any state, anywhere you want to do one. Do you know what I'm saying,
absolutely.
Pat? It's a deal breaker. And whatever campaign is your highest sales campaign for between 20 and 26, you're going to get double dollars in that.
This is really the time to take advantage of fundraisers. It really, truly is. And especially, you know, hit your schools, your junior high school, your high school, because these are these are the age groups that have teams. They have softball team, they have basketball team, they got swim team, they got gymnastic team, they got cheerleading team, they got booster team. They have all these teams, and they all have to raise money. Let's not forget about the senior trip.
And wait, not only that, listen, on top of that, right now a lot of people are doing a lot of things about donating to organizations. That's donating for the poor, donating for shelters, donating for breast cancer. They want to get involved and do a donation. You can have a fundraiser for that. You can have a fundraiser
absolutely.
For that. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
I mean, there's just so many ways that you can take and do a fundraiser. I know right now, a young lady, she is anticipating doing a fundraiser for a fire department because in the fire department, I forgot the name of the dolls. What are those? The stuffed animal? I forgot the name of the stuffed animal. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah, he's so cute. That's one of the items that's in the fundraiser that you can use as a fundraiser. But it's $19.99, and she's doing a fundraiser for the fire department so that they can collect these stuffed animal so that they can be, you know, when children are afraid and fear, they're squishy, there's stuff that they can hold, and especially when there's been fires or they've lost their house or whatever, she's going to partner with a fire department to collect that as a fundraiser. Who's going to say no to that?
How fantastic is that, really?
She's anticipating, she's in the Bronx, and she's anticipating doing really well with that because she's part of her community, and she said, you know what, her church said they would get involved, one of the schools said they would get involved. How do you think she's going to do on that fundraiser? They're going to collect these items that are going to be donated to the fire department for the kids that need them to have, so that they can give them out when a family has a loss or has a family has, they've lost their home, they lost everything, and this child can have something to hold on to. What a great idea! I'm just saying, those are all the different things that you can do to get fundraisers going. So many people want to donate to things. There are so many ways that you can raise money. If they don't want it for themselves, maybe they want it for their, Haiti, Dominican Republic. We have a storm coming right now. We don't know how much damage. We pray that our loved ones that are in the path of this storm will do well. But there might be areas that are going to need support. Maybe it's an area where your family is. Could you imagine doing a fundraiser to support an area that has had major damage or major things? There are just so – and people want to donate. They want to give. They don't know what to give.
Yeah.
So could you imagine instead of, doing Salvation Army, you can have a fundraiser for products that will be donated there or overseas. People have family members that are overseas. Why can't you do a fundraiser to donate for a troop overseas? I mean, anything.
And what people don't know, my dog wants snacks, so we're going to have to deal with that because I'm not going to give him snacks. One of the things that people don't realize is that the Salvation Army, a lot of people say, well, I could donate clothes and stuff like that when people are in need of a fire or whatever. But what you don't know is the Salvation Army does not give those clothes to people. They don't.
Wow.
What they do, they sell them in their restore, and they take that money and they give the family a real check.
Wow.
They don't give them that donated stuff.
Wow.
So if you go and do a fundraiser like that and talk with the local Salvation Army, they're gonna deal with, let them know that you bring give them real brand new still wrapped stuff. That will be awesome. And also when you talk about fires, a lot of what people don't realize when people have a fire and they're burnt out, the kids have lost. Kids lost everything. Their whole world is their toys, and one of the things that they lose in a fire is their toys. So to be given a toy just to hold on to during that time of need is just awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
I mean, you actually like
fantastic.
I when she told me that, she just told me that this weekend. I said, oh, I knew that we're going to have this call, and there is. I'm telling you, these ideas that, Pat has this call to share these ideas because, let me tell you something, we're a whole family. This is an Avon family. These ideas are for every person, wherever you live. There's not enough people doing this. So for you to do
Absolutely.
This and say, oh, well, I think that person's going to do it, I won't do it. Let me tell you, everybody needs something. Somewhere there are people in your community that need help. Somewhere, somehow, whether it's not in your community, then it's in the community of your family and friends. Don't just think here and just think of where you live only. Think of where your children live, where your grandchildren live, where your aunt lives, where your uncle lives, where your cousin lives. Talk to them. There are people in need. We think that people are doing well everywhere. They're not.
No.
There are people that are struggling. There are people that are working like we are working that are still struggling. that are having a hard time of it. And anything you can do to take and help, find out a church, find out a shelter, find out there are just so many places that you can take and say, listen, I'd like to sponsor a fundraiser for this group. Do you have, and let me tell you, when you start doing that, the people in those organizations will also do something to help to donate. They will take and buy products to do that too, because everybody wants to feel that they're part of something bigger that's going to help people to do better. Whether it's for a senior class getting for their prom next year, for a trip that they have planned, whether it's for a group that's the photo club that wants to take and go away to Washington, D.C., to take photos, whatever it is, whether it's college, whether it's a college student that has a class or a group and they want to take and do something for their community there at school. You have to be so open to the possibilities, but you have to talk to people. You have to have a game plan, idea.
Talk to people, right.
Pick out something. Talk to people.
And you know what,
Jerry, find out what people need.
You know, if you think, okay, you live in a community. Can everybody hear me? Yeah. If you say you live in a community where you have other Avon representatives, let me tell you, there's a little. I tell you, if there's 10 Avon reps that live in your community, if you ask them, does Avon have a fundraising program, they'll tell you that they don't know. They don't think so. Because most of them don't know.
So true.
So don't be intimidated that there's other Avon reps in your area. Most of them do not know that Avon has and always had a fundraising program. And you can, I don't know if they still have it, Gil. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But there, I know I have. I have a button that says fundraiser. What's it, fundraiser specialist or something like that? Or ask you about fundraiser?
Yes.
Which I got from Avon.
Yes. And that, listen, not only that, if the organization says that they want to do one, but you have to go online, because this is a procedure. You just don't say, I'm going to do a fundraiser and just start jumping into it. There is a system that Avon has in place to do it. But
absolutely.
Avon even has, which, you know, thank you, Pat, because I'm so blessed to have an awesome upline that, and Pat is my upline, that shares her information. But you can go on, if you don't have an upline that's sharing that information, you can go on to call the Avon fundraiser hotline desk, and they will help you and point out things to you. But Avon has on their website, not only do they have where you can take and watch a video on how to do it, they have a PowerPoint presentation which you can take and customize it to your, put in examples, or, you know, say, this is a fundraiser, an example of what happened with a fundraiser. They were able to raise money. And you can take and customize it to you and present it on your iPad, on your laptop, to whatever group that you want to present it to. That's how easy. It's a system that they have. And if you follow the system and do it the way that they say to do it, there's no way that you cannot have a good fundraiser. Even if, because I'm telling you, when I started in the beginning, Pat, a group would say they can get 200 people, and then they only had like 30 people that really did anything, or 10 people did anything. But Avon even has the answer to that for you, because there is a form that they have where they commit to telling you how many people they're going to have do it, how much each person has to sell to come up to the number they want to come up to. And imagine, if they use the flyers, it's 50% anyway. But if they say and give you large numbers, it is planned. It is filled out. They sign the form. This is what they commit to doing, because it's a two-way street. You can't take and do it all without another group participating and meeting you halfway, you know. So that's all the things you can do. And, Pat, like right now, I'm debating right now. I'm thinking about having a fundraiser because I'm part of Making Strides with Avon for breast cancer. Why not?
Right.
Why not have a fundraiser? I have my job
Absolutely.
Where I work. Do I think the people at my job won't take if I show one of these flyers, and that's just products that they can give, God bless you, that they can give to their to as a Christmas gift, as a birthday gift, as a donation
Absolutely.
If they want. Do you think if I show one of these flyers that I can't take and get them to order for them and say that, listen, if you guys want, You can donate. I'm going to, because this is what I'm doing. I want to take and pick one campaign and donate a portion of my sales to the to the breast cancer walk, because I know I'm going to be away for the breast cancer walk, but I want to take and do a donation. Maybe they will take and say, yes, we'll take and do that. Listen, I'm thinking right now another thing. I'm thinking, if you don't want to take and do a fundraiser, the fundraiser, here's another thing. Create a big basket of products that you have, products that you've ordered, things that you know that would be a beautiful basket, and raffle that at your job for, let's say, for 2 days. And say, you know, make sure it's a payday maybe and a day before, and say you're raffling off this basket, but all the proceeds for the raffle is going to be donated for making strides with breast cancer. Those are the ideas that you have to start thinking up to do to help your sales, and at the same time, do something else that's going to either help you with your sales and your numbers, because if I do that and my sales goes up too, listen, I've made up my money. Even if I donate my proceeds, whatever percentage I donate, I still do well.
You still come out.
So those,
absolutely.
Those are all different options that you can do. But you have to start doing something. You can't wait last minute.
Yes.
When we do this, Pat, you know, I know when you talk to me, you've talked to our team, you can't wait last minute and expect something to go well if you don't have it planned. Planning is now. Campaign 22 to 26 starts before you know it. I mean, we're starting campaign 20. I mean, before you know it, 22 will be here. You should be planning it. You should be doing it. You should try it. You should do whatever it takes. And if you don't know the answer to the question, you can always go to Pat's website that she has. She'll answer it. Or you can call Avon, the fundraiser
Insight.
Hotline desk.
Yes.
You can call so many people at Avon that will help you. But there are so many possibilities are endless.
There's so much paper information in your Avon.com. You know, all that stuff I sent you, I just went just painfully searched out all of the letters and stuff they had. So you don't have to even think about how to write the letters. The letters are already written for you. The thank you letters are already written for you. I mean, everything is just there. I mean, this is just absolutely no excuse. I mean, you could just be an Avon fundraiser specialist. Let me just give you another something you could do. You could do, you know, Avon's now allowing us to have a Facebook page. Why not have an Avon fundraising page?
That is a great idea. That is an amazing,
yeah.
amazing, great idea. Pat, I'm going to take up on that. I didn't even think of that one. I just wrote that one down. I just wrote that one down. If you're not writing some of these ideas down, I'm telling you right now, that's an amazing, great idea. What a great idea.
Yes.
What a great idea.
No excuse. It really isn't.
I agree. The letters are form letters that you can do. They're already set. The between the letters, between where to send the letters out. You know, I always say don't arbitrarily send letters out. Find out who the contact person is, who you can send it to, that it will get into their eyes. But I'll tell you, don't wait too long, because a lot of organizations plan this stuff already because they know it's the holiday season coming up. So, but
absolutely.
One good thing in your corner is that everybody's heard of Avon. So,
that's,
you know,
exactly
they know
right.
that Avon will sell. Whether it's the Girl Scouts, whether it's a Make-A-Wish Foundation, there are just so many possibilities that you can take and do to raise your sales total, make President's Club if you haven't, and also make money and help your community and help others. I mean, that's so many of a win-win situation. I don't know what else you to say. It's a good thing. It's really
looking,
a good.
So many organizations are looking for something new, because they bake cakes. You know, for the last 20 years they've been baking cakes. Say, my God, we bake cake out. You know, we need something new. Well, here, this is the new thing. Avon.
It's true. They don't want to do the popcorn anymore. They don't want to do the wrapping paper anymore. I mean, they want to do something else, and nobody's presented the Avon fundraiser to them. So try and do that. It can't hurt. It can't hurt. Your kids go to school. Talk to them. You know what? Here's the thing. Your kid goes to school. Ask your child who was their favorite teacher. Because whoever their favorite teacher is, that's the teacher that likes them too. You find their favorite teacher. When you go into school, you say, okay, you talk to, say, you know, say, give this note to blah, 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 this teacher. And say, you know, I'd like to talk to you. If you have a moment, can you please give me a call? Let the teacher call you and tell her what you're doing.
Yes,
you'd be surprised what she might say. I mean, that's one thing you could do, you know. But
find out who's the president of your PTA.
That's another one. Well, yeah, exactly. Find out if you're involved in the PTA. If you're not involved in PTA, find out what organization that's with the school that needs help. You know, find out, does the band need new uniforms? Does the football team need new uniforms, new equipment? Find out whatever your child is doing. If your child is in an after-school activity for ballet or for dance, or do they need to raise money? You'd be surprised. They need money, and they are going to do some sort of fundraiser. Why not do it with you? And don't be afraid.
That's exactly right.
Don't be afraid to do this. I'm telling you, it's so simple. As long as you
go ahead, Pat. Only thing I want to say when you said don't be afraid, and don't think it's a lot of work, because really all you are doing as an Avon representative is presenting the opportunity to the organization. You're giving the organization organization the tool. They do all the work, and then they bring
exactly.
you the orders.
I mean, does it get any simpler than that, Gillen?
No, it cannot. It really isn't. I've heard some reps saying, I don't want to do a fundraiser because it's a lot of work and, you know, you might get stuck on things. No, that's because you don't know what the system is, and you're not following the system. Because if you said that means you haven't watched the videos, you haven't even tried one, and if you're so much afraid, try a little small one then using the flyers. Take 10 people that you know and try doing a small one just to see, to whet your appetite, see how that works. So you can see how that works. I mean, you know, so there's no excuse. Like Kat said, there is no excuse why you can't make money using doing an Avon fundraiser. And the fundraiser flyers, okay, let me ask you a question. The Skin So Soft 4-piece pack, okay? It's $16 for 4 pieces. For the moisture therapy, they have the ultra, they have the calming, four for $16. How can you say no to that? They do have one for, I think that's one for $21 with the body scrub, but they choose four for $16. But here's another one. It's called
How
Skin So Pampered. Oh, that's right. Wait, the Skin So Soft, the Skin So Soft, the original, the body oil, because when people are going on vacation, they still need that body oil because that works as a bug guard too. It works for the bugs, and they need it for the lotion. And as Pat said, they have the candles. If people don't want to do that, they have candle sets. How could you say no to that? They have the candle sets.
I can't understand. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it's called Herbie the Hedgehog. That's the plush, the ultra plush polyester stuffed animal. But the candles too.
Yeah.
The candles is awesome. Oh my gosh, the candles is a great deal. It comes in a beautiful, very packaged. It says expression votive set. It comes in different sets, different flavors. I mean, that is $25 for each set. $25 is a good deal for a 3-piece candle set, and there's 3 different flavors. I mean, and there's 3 different options. You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable.
Can't
you really can't. What time is it?
I don't know what to say. Oh, let's see.
Wow. The time went by so quickly. So we never had a chance to talk about the holiday, you know, in terms of the holidays, in terms of vending. I spoke with Sashi. And Sashi says, this must have been in August I spoke with, because I haven't really spoken to her this month. And she told me she was booked with vending opportunities from that point straight to the end of the year. My mouth dropped on the floor. But you know, it depends on where you live. Number one,
yes.
I have to live in the Bronx.
Yes.
They don't really have that many vending opportunities here.
Yes.
But you know, if you look in your Penny Savers,
you look
in your newspaper. Sometimes cable will have the little ticket thing running around. You know, so that you know what. Local things that are coming.
And Facebook will have things that looking for vendor. It says vendor opportunity in your area.
Really?
So you know, if you join a Facebook group in your area, and look on Facebook and look for if I'm looking for Yonkers, and then just look at all the groups that they have and pick out a group that have vending opportunities. If they don't, ask a question, because someone usually knows of something going on in their area. But that's another good way to find out. Also, you can do the chamber. Call the chamber and ask the Chamber of Commerce, is there anything coming up that you know of at any organization or any group that's having a vending opportunity that, you know, that you might be able to vendor at. There's so many different options that way too.
Yeah, you want to make sure, and don't take a table that's like $125 a table. No. Try to stay with like $25, $50, I would say. If you go higher than that, then share this course with another vendor.
I agree.
that complements your stuff. This is the time this is a good time to turn over products when you're vending. You know, sometimes we order too much, or we keep the item too long, so we can't return it. This is a great time to do that, and this is a great time to buy sets of stuff. Like, so if you buy like a perfume set, where it comes to body, well, you don't have that anymore. Let's say a natural set where you get the bubble bath, the shower gel, the lotion, the spray. You can break those things up and sell them separately, and you make more money.
Yep, that's true. That is true. Okay.
We'll continue the vending part next month. Yeah, in October.
Yes.
I think that may be a holiday, though, I think. I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. I haven't checked on my calendar, but I think you're right. September. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Does everyone
have Columbus Day off?
I know that
holiday?
We do. I do. Month.
I don't know if I do.
Yeah, the 8th is Columbus Day.
Yeah, that's the second week.
The 8th is the second week of October.
So we'll play it by ear, but anyway, we'll have to pick up the vending thing at another time. Mm-hmm. Well, because we ran out of time today. So I just want to just thank you, Gaylen.
I love this stuff. I do. I learn from all of these every time, so it's a good thing.
And I'd like to thank everybody for coming on, listening to the show, and to continue to listen. Next week we do the business opportunity with Sashi. And if you have someone who you know would like to become an Avon representative, it's like on the fence, that would be a good time to have them listen. And then we always tell them to go back to the person who invited them to listen to the show to sign up. So with that, Gaylen, I'm going to say good night. And I also emailed you, so you can check your email.
Okay.
Good night, everyone. Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.